because we said this is a very exciting day here with our parent company, Nexstar, over at Channel 9 on Bradley Place, because that is the site of a brand new cable news network, News Nation, launching here in Chicago, right in the heart of the Midwest, today, tonight, in prime time. Just let me get this out of the way. I want to say, if you want to find it, because people say it's on WGN America, where do I find that if I'm not already watching it? You can go to WGNAmerica.com, and it'll tell you where your local station is, where to find it with your provider. So that's something you can do. And then also, you can go get the app. It's now live, News Nation Now. It's in the iTunes store, News Nation Now. You can check it out. So the deal is here, and this is, I think, as people are excited about this because they've got this bold and ambitious plan to be completely non-biased and to take an approach that is fact-based to the news, not opinion-based. And spoken before about how a lot of the cable news networks, they've got the opinion blocks in the evening, prime time, and they've got the news blocks sometimes in the middle of the day, in the morning. And sometimes it's hard to differentiate, and it's not always labeled as such, but that this is not going to be that kind of thing. It's going to be, they've got fact checkers, but they're not called fact checkers. What are they called again, Steve Bertrand?
Well, they look more at rhetoric and the language used.
Rhetoric.
So it's,
rhetoricians.
Yeah, it's not even, it's just weighted terms that you might not, that we might use by default that might imply something more than we mean, like spiking or spectacular or things like that, that sort of add a different gravitas to the story than maybe it deserves, just a smarter, different way to look at the language we use.
Yeah, and they've added that new layer of, kind of to right. Look at all the copy and all the stories and take that approach. So that's the detail they're looking at here. So with us is Albert Ramon. He is the chief meteorologist for News Nation, and thank you for making time for us today on busy day, Albert. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got the butterflies in my stomach, but I'm excited for you to check us out tonight.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are, because this is something bold and different and new, and it's based, let's face it, right here in our backyard, 150 new jobs. That's exciting in journalism. You see a lot of, it's not always the case of that you hear that. You hear a lot of cutbacks across journalism, and so this is interesting to see and fun to see great journalists being drawn from all over the country to come here and start this. Are you there now, Ramon?
I'm at home right now, but as soon as I wrap up with you, I'm going to head in and get ready for the 7 o'clock broadcast. And I love how you were talking about what we're doing over there. It is not reinventing the wheel, but it is unique for the year 2020, and it's very unique for cable news in prime time, just to have a newscast with facts and no opinion and no talk. And, hey, how about some weather, too? And that's why I'm happy to be a part of the crew.
You know, you probably, I'm not going to say that you have the easiest job, but you certainly have the one that is going to least need the what are they called again? The rhetoricians? I keep getting that name.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to need them.
Because yours is about weather. I mean, this is, this is it.
Yeah, and what's cool about this job, too, is it's not going to be, here's a look at lows tonight, here's a look at highs tomorrow. What we're going to do is we're going to focus in on the big weather stories of the day. So it's wildfires in the west, if it's a severe weather threat in the plains, if it's hurricanes, tropical storms threatening the east coast of Gulf of Mexico. That's what we're going to focus in on. And sometimes it'll be in Chicagoland. It won't be today because we're just enjoying the showers moving on through. But it's an exciting job as a meteorologist. And it's not just myself. We have a team of meteorologists, including our friends right across the hallway at Channel 9, Tom Skilling and his crew, and hundreds of meteorologists across the country that will be tapping in to their expertise over, hopefully next several years.
How about that? You're going to have Tom Skilling in the house. No pressure.
There's no one better. You know, I filled in for Tom here on radio a couple of weeks ago, so I feel like we're already family. I'm already a part of the family.
He's good family to be part of. He really is.
Yes.
So, Albert, you know, one of the beasts I always have, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, is that when there's like a snowstorm in New York, everybody knows about it. Everybody knows. And we had a tornado touchdown in Chicago. In the neighborhood where I grew up, in Rogers Park, and it's barely a mention. And it's just kind of, so, I mean, I guess that's one area where weather sort of can take a look at, what you guys are doing. You're going to be including a lot of these stories that sometimes get overlooked.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because sometimes it's hard to find meaningful weather information in primetime on cable. There's a network that has weather in its name, and they're showing reruns of something. And for the other networks to really pay attention to weather, it's got to be a natural disaster in the making or has already happened. And like we saw with the derecho last month, moving through Iowa, there's still people that are recovering from that. It was in the national news for a little bit, but now it's gone. So I think having a team of meteorologists 7 days a week, multiple times during our three-hour newscast, helping to lead that coverage of what's coming, but also the aftermath of events like that as well. It's not going to be lost in the cracks, which is great.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's an exciting night, and there's so much excitement around, and I am hearing it from my colleagues at Channel 9 that they're excited you're in the building. And I know you'll be using folks in different markets, because Nexstar owns is the largest owner of broadcast television stations too. So you can tap in wherever. That's the kind of cool part. You can tap in if something's going on anywhere in the country, really. There's probably a station.
Yeah, that's actually the really unique thing about this company as well. There's already an infrastructure to cover national news with 5,400 journalists across the country, but also hundreds of meteorologists from Brownsville, Texas, to Chicago, to out towards New England, to Southern California. So those are the exciting resources that we have that our competitors don't. And I think that's what's going to put us on the map and make us very unique starting tonight at 7.
So you're excited to be in Chicago. I think you came from where? Austin, Texas?
Yeah, born and raised in Texas. I spent the last 10 years in Austin. I was at the ABC affiliate there. And, it's been exciting. My brother lives two blocks away, so it's nice to have family in town. And the family at WGN, both at Channel 9 and, of course, WGN America, have been so warm and welcoming. It's exciting to be a part of this project for sure.
Albert, we will be watching tonight and checking it all out. And I understand some people say, well, how do I find it? WGNAmerica.com, I'm told, is a place you can go and see where your channel is if you haven't checked it out in a while.
Right. 307 on DirecTV across the nation, 239 on Dish, 1180 on UVerse, and 1420 on Comcast. But if that was too quick for you, you're at WGNAmerica.com.
That's where you go. And the News Nation Now is the app, too, that's also live today, too. So it's exciting. And good luck, Albert. Now, who helped you pick out what you're wearing today? Or do you just sort of wing that kind of thing? Is there someone in your life who helps that with that?
Oh, we actually have people for that. That's
people.
How big this is. There's someone who picked out my tie and my shirt today.
Get out. Look at this. You got people. This is big time, Albert.
Yeah, so if you don't like it, talk to the people.
No, I'll talk to you. I'm going to tell you. I have your email address, and I will tell you. Because
that's right.
I, as being a former TV news anchor myself, that would be the number one thing you hear about above all else, above all content you ever report, would be the outfit you are wearing and the commentary on that. I don't know if guys have the same thing. Isn't this not the same, maybe?
Maybe not the same, but we're excited for you to check out not what we're wearing, but also what we've got on the newscast.
Absolutely, Albert. We will be doing just that. Thanks for the time, and good luck. Break a leg tonight.
Thank you so much.